Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. From KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Crews battled a three-alarm fire at a Bucks County apartment complex earlier this morning. Three firefighters were hurt along with a resident who leaped out of a window to escape the flames and heavy smoke. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from Bristol Township.
This is the Levittown Trace apartment complex off Ford Road, close to I-95. 5:30 in the morning when fire started in one of the units in the middle of this courtyard-style building. This man tried to leave through the hallway, but there was too much smoke, so he did what he had to do to survive.
See that window right there? That's why I jumped through. You see my hand? Thank God to that my life. Thank God to that my life. Believe me. It was terrible.
He injured his arm, but it could have been much worse had officers below not helped him brace his fall. With tears in his eyes, he said he was grateful to be alive, but also heartbroken.
22 years I've been in that apartment. Everything is gone.
In all, 12 units were damaged. 30 people were displaced. Officials say three firefighters were hurt, one with smoke inhalation, one with a broken arm from falling debris, and another with an injured ankle. The cause of the fire is under investigation. In Bristol, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Police found a decomposing body in the trunk of a stolen car in North Philadelphia. Police went over to North Banbury Street around 9 o'clock last night. Police ran the plates and found out that the Dodge Charger was reported stolen in Southwest Philadelphia last Friday. Chief Inspector Scott Small says there was a strong odor coming from the trunk.
The fire department forced open the trunk of that vehicle, and that's when they found what appeared to be a body that was wrapped, so you could not see whether the body was male or female or an approximate age.
The body was decomposing and they couldn't tell how long the person had been dead. Police will also go through surveillance footage from the neighborhood as they try to identify anyone who may have been involved. Well, school isn't just for kids. The Philadelphia School District next week is set to relaunch a popular program providing free courses for parents. We got the story from KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo.
We're bringing back something to Philadelphia that once was a national model.
It used to be called Parent University during the Arlene Ackerman years of 2008 to 2011. Current Superintendent Tony Watlington says what is now called Parent and Family University is coming back September 24th.
Next Wednesday, as it to be exact, at 5 o'clock p.m., we are going to relaunch the Parent and Family University.
It'll begin at the new Cassidy Academics Plus School in Overbrook and will continue at seven other locations across the city, along with virtual courses. Parent and Family University provides free classes to help parents help their children with math or reading. It also includes adult classes on financial literacy or English as a second language. The district has budgeted more than $1 million for the program's return. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The very first Odunday Art Show kicks off this weekend in Philadelphia. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has more.
You may be familiar with the Odunday Festival, which takes the city by storm every year. This Saturday is the launch of the inaugural Odunday Art Show to highlight African-American art and artists from all genres. Odunday CEO Ocean Bumi Fernandez-West says she was inspired by her mother's love of art and the need to keep African-American artistic expression alive.
The power of art resonates in our ancestors, and we must remind people of our powerful history of where we come from.
The day will feature four artists and their work. Pauline Okito Brown and Ibvin Taki Muhammad are featured artists from Philly. There'll also be a panel discussion with the artists. The day will help fund Odunday's year-round programs. The event will be held on Saturday from 12 to 6 at Lupe Studio. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.